What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, January 24th, 2022, start of a brand new week, and things are just getting crazier and crazier as time goes on. We have a lot of news to get through before it's time to open up the phones for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Been a real roller coaster of a day on the stock market. At one point, the Dow was down over 900 points. It just now climbed slightly into the green, so the plunge protection team is doing their usual thing here. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, and let's get right on into it. We're still seeing the aftermath of Joe Biden's disastrous press conference last week, and even Fox News is reporting that Biden's approval is in decline, and Americans are not happy with the direction the nation is being taken. They're very concerned about the food supply, and a lot of reasons to be unhappy with the current administration, the current bad management here. Even over at CNN, they had to admit that Biden's press conference was really bad, and it was, you know. Former Newsmax reporter Emerald Robinson basically shared on her experience with the nasty White House press corps, and I can imagine there's a certain degree of arrogance that comes with being on that here. But a lot of the liberal media is starting to turn on Joe Biden. He's not only bad for the country, he's bad for their brand. And if Joe loses the support of the media, the corporate media, he really doesn't have anything else. Meanwhile, Ted Cruz is sort of poking fun at actor Tom Hanks after Hanks narrated this video produced by the Joe Biden Presidential Inaugural Committee, basically proclaiming all the wonderful things he's done in office so far. And Ted Cruz pointed out, you know, The Simpsons did it first, because in The Simpsons movie, Tom Hanks does a short cameo there. And it's got this wonderful line here. Hi, I'm Tom Hanks. And since the government has no credibility, they have decided to borrow some of mine. Then goes on to so forth and so on here. But Tom Hanks was out there trying to polish Biden's image. And basically everybody's saying, we don't need propaganda and advertisements to tell us that Biden is doing a good job. Either he is doing a good job or he is not, and we will decide for ourselves which it is. Over at CBS, they set up a focus group on Face the Nation to talk about Biden's first year in office, and the host was stunned. Not one single participant in the focus group thinks America is in a better place after 1 year of Joe Biden. And I'm not surprised. I mean, talking around here, people are very unhappy. They're very worried. They're concerned about the upcoming war. And they're definitely not going to be unified by the government going to war, which I think is a big reason why they're trying to gin this up. They can't think of anything else to do to get the American people back on board the agenda. So let's go off to war with Russia. And I don't think it's going to win here. The Democrats are showing early signs that they will question the legitimacy of the elections in 2022 and 2024 if they don't win. And, you know, it's kind of hypocrisy, because despite all the ample evidence of fraud in the 2020 election, the Democratic line has been, no, the elections are perfectly honest, they're fair, they're verifiable, couldn't possibly cheat. And then Biden comes out last Wednesday and says, well, you know, we'd be concerned that somebody's going to cheat the midterm elections this November. And so Biden himself has made it a viable topic for discussion that elections definitely can be tampered with. Now, over on Fox News, Tucker Carlson blasted Biden and Vice President Harris on Thursday regarding their comments about the integrity of the 2022 midterm elections. And Carlson said Biden's a full year into his presidency. He's not doing well. He knows that. And so he's going full insurrectionist by questioning the legitimacy of the upcoming midterms. I mean, when you look at everything the Democrats did to grab power, they're not going to let go of it easily, even if it means a civil war in the streets of America. So anyway, Bernie Sanders is out there saying that Senate Republicans are laughing all the way to Election Day. That's how bad the poll numbers are. Newt Gingrich came out with an observation. Lawless Democrats face a real risk of jail for laws they are breaking when the GOP takes over in November. Well, not exactly, for the simple reason that Joe Biden will still be president. He'll still have the power of the veto. Now, the GOP can run all kinds of investigations, and they should, but they're going to have to basically focus on enforcing the laws that exist today rather than try and pass new ones. We're going to have a lame duck government for, you know, the next 2 years. Even if the GOP takes control of both houses of Congress, with Biden in the White House, he'll make sure they accomplish absolutely nothing. Okay. Senator John Kennedy is out there basically responding to Biden's comment about anybody who doesn't agree with him is a domestic enemy and a racist. And Senator Kennedy is saying Americans are getting pretty tired of that. And yes, we are. And it's another way that Biden is showing he is out of touch with mainstream America, that he keeps missing the message. He's got a real messaging problem here. Out in Wyoming, Liz Cheney may be in serious trouble. She is trailing Harriet Hageman by a wide margin. And so Liz Cheney may lose her office, and I think that would be a good thing for the country. Over at the January 6th committee, Chairman Benny Thompson has said that former Attorney General William Barr has spoken to the January 6th committee about Trump having drafted an executive order to have the defense secretary seize the voting machines for investigation. And given the amount of fraud and the obviousness of it, may have been justified, but the order was never signed and never issued. And over at CNN, Anderson Cooper is calling this reported Trump draft order to seize voting machines total bat poo. Not exactly his words, but you get the drift on that one here. Now, a lot of attention was focused on Representative Henry Shuler, who was raided by the FBI, and a lot of people thought it may have had to do with his being very critical of the way Biden and Harris are handling the border situation. But it turns out there is, in fact, another issue going on. Apparently, the representative established close ties with Azerbaijanian oil executives, and from that point forward was pushing that nation's agenda in Congress. So this is a very simple, you know, buying of influence, political corruption investigation. Over in Wisconsin, Republican Speaker Voss is trying to push a bill through the Senate that increases the number of drop boxes in the state. This is after a judge recently ruled that they are illegal in that state. So, and I'm wondering why a Republican is pushing for more ballot boxes, knowing that this is a major part of the fraud. Getting into COVID-19, there's a lot there. Anthony Fauci is already out there saying, well, you know, you may need a fourth booster, you know, maybe a fourth. And yeah, so get ready for it. We're going to push a fourth booster on you. Meanwhile, we're getting data from Scotland and the United Kingdom. They're both showing the exact same trend. The unvaccinated have lower COVID-19 case counts. They have less hospitalization and lower death rates than the fully vaccinated. What part of the vaccines are not working do you not get? Also, over in Britain, there was a Freedom of Information Act request that showed that only 17,000 deaths could be attributed solely to COVID. All the others had comorbidities. They were obese. They had high blood pressure. They had all kinds of other problems. And we get back to that issue. Did they die of COVID or die with COVID? And it looks like those high COVID case counts were simply people who died with COVID. My favorite, of course, is that guy who was killed in an auto accident, but he tested positive for COVID. And so, yep, COVID death. We're going to do that anyway. Now, a lot of European nations are starting to walk away from all this COVID mania. They are ending restrictions. They're abandoning the health pass. Great Britain is one of them. Other nations are following suit. Austria is still, unfortunately, going the other way. Okay, now, at the University of London, there is a professor, Angus Dalgleish. And he co-authored a paper in the summer of 2020 after spotting unique fingerprints in COVID-19 samples that pointed to genetic manipulation. And he says basically he's been the victim of a whitewash, and anyone suggesting a non-natural origin for COVID-19 is being silenced. We know certainly that they were doing that here in the United States as well. Looks like they do have something to hide over there. This weekend, there was a major march in Washington, D.C. against the COVID tyranny. It's against vaccine mandates, and the 20,000 people showed up. There were more people at this protest than showed up for Biden's inauguration. That's how big it was. Robert Kennedy Jr., was there, of course, and he gave a speech at the Lincoln Memorial, basically, you know, giving the many reasons why we should return to medical freedom of choice in this country. If you want the vaccines, go ahead. You know, but there is a risk. And when there is risk, there should be a choice whether or not to take that risk. It's not up to the government to say, well, we're going to force a shot on you, and if you die, you die. You know, it's just part of the background here. And let's see, Senator Rand Paul has declared that it is medical malpractice to force vaccines on children. And former New York Times journalist Barry Weiss basically went on the offensive against the U.S. government's draconian public health responses to COVID, claiming that continuous lockdowns and restrictions will be remembered as a catastrophic moral crime. Now, Barry Weiss resigned from the Times in 2020, forcefully condemned the COVID hysteria during a Friday appearance on HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher. And Weiss proclaimed, "I'm done. I'm done with COVID." The audience erupted in applause. And you need to remember, this is a liberal TV show with a liberal audience. But Bill Maher is also refusing to toe the line on the COVID mandates and such. It's time to have choice here. This has gone on way too far. Up in Canada, up in Alberta, they published and then quickly deleted health data showing that more than half of the vaccinated deaths were counted as unvaccinated. They're cooking the books to make the numbers look good. Say, the vaccinated are doing okay and the unvaccinated are dying. No, more than half of the vaccinated deaths were counted as unvaccinated. There is a technical term for that. It's called lying. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. If you want, you go to whatreallyhappened.com. I put up all kinds of videos about this Canadian trucker convoy that is taking over the highways. They started out in British Columbia, and it's huge. People are just crowding the overpasses and waving at them to show their support. And it's really an event that's happening up there. And hopefully Trudeau's going to get the message that all of this COVID hysteria has really reached the end. Over in Brussels, there was a protest against the health pass and mandated vaccines and other restrictions, actually, unfortunately, turned violent. And the protesters smashed the European Union Diplomatic Service headquarters. The police responded with water cannon and tear gas, and it's an estimated crowd of 50,000 people demonstrating in the capital of the European Union saying enough is enough. 50,000, that's a lot of people. Now, not too long ago, we had this thing called Flu Rona. That was the latest scare term, Flu Rona. It's the flu and COVID got married, or they had a hot weekend in Tijuana or something like that, and it's a whole new disease. Well, that has now been exposed as fake news. Basically, you can catch COVID and the flu at the same time, but it is still two separate diseases. There is no Flu Rona out there. It was just something else to keep the fear porn going. Getting on back to that Freedom of Information Act lawsuit that came out of the Health and Medical Professionals for Transparency, one of the documents that came from Pfizer is showing that there is an avalanche of miscarriages and stillborn babies. And to take a sample from the data, most of the pregnancies, the outcomes were not known or they weren't recorded, but there were some. There were 32 pregnancies with a known outcome. Out of that 32, 28 resulted in the death of the fetus. I'm sure Planned Parenthood is very happy about that. Meanwhile, the CEO of Pfizer, shortly after admitting on video that his products don't work, now says that anybody who doubts Pfizer's products is basically a criminal for spreading disinformation. I mean, they're really starting to panic over there. Little bit of good news, if you live in the Granite State, they're looking at a bill. House Bill 2011 would allow pharmacists to dispense ivermectin under the delegated prescriptive authority of the physician or the advanced practice registered nurses, specify a mechanism to document screening performed and the prescription in the patient's medical record, and include a plan for evaluating and treating adverse events. That's legalese for basically saying the pharmacies could soon begin dispensing ivermectin without the doctor's permission. And I sent this to all of my family who are in New Hampshire. Down in Brazil, their child vaccination program has been suspended. There was a 10-year-old girl who suffered a cardiac arrest just hours after receiving the Pfizer vaccine. And so we have all of these horror stories, and it's ugly. And why are they still trying to get these needles into our arms? CDC and the World Health Organization have admitted these mRNA treatments do not stop you from getting COVID, do not stop you from passing it along. There are serious adverse effects with these shots. What is going on? Well, a big part of it obviously is going to be the money. And, of course, the politicians love anything that gives them more power and authority over the people. You will bow down and before Dr. Fauci and so forth and so on. But there may be a third reason to explain the desperation. Now, I want to stress before I begin, this is a theory. It is only a theory, and it's basically a jumping off point for a discussion. We all know a major war is coming because our government can't think of anything else to do, so let's just go off to war here. And the other day, I speculated that all of these shortages that we are seeing across the country are not the greed of the supermarkets, and they're not because of the truckers, but because the U.S. government is already stockpiling to support an army on the ground somewhere in Europe. And there is supposedly a treaty against the use of biological weapons. But like the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action or the Intermediate Range Ballistic Missile Treaty, the U.S. government tends to walk away from these things. So the theory is simply this, that in this coming war, knowing that, I got to take a break for commercials. All right, I'm going to come back and lay this theory on you when we come back from these commercials. We'll be right back.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID-19, and just have a theory, and again, I stress it is only a theory, as to why the government seems so desperate to get those needles in our arms. And yes, there's the money, and there's the megalomania involved here, but we're all headed to a major war, and we're going up against foes that are ahead of us on certain key weapon systems. We're dealing with our own military, which has been partly demoralized with the COVID, purges, the conservative purges and everything. And it's not beyond possibility that our government is planning on using a biological weapon in the upcoming major war, because biological weapons do have one advantage over nuclear weapons in that the economic infrastructure is still intact after the war is over. And so the theory is that these mRNA shots were not intended to deal with COVID. COVID was just to scare us into getting the shots. These mRNA shots are designed to protect us against a potential release of a biological weapon. So I'm going to get a lot of hate mail on that one, I'm sure. Okay, speaking of viruses, The CDC is monitoring local residents for symptoms following the crash of a semi-truck carrying 100 CDC test monkeys. And one version of the story four monkeys escaped, three have been recaptured and destroyed. The fourth one was still at large. And so, yeah, little whoopsie. You know, drop another test tube, get another disease going here. Kind of makes me wonder about that supposed hemorrhagic fever that's popped up in China. All right, let's talk about the international news here. The drums for war with Russia are pounding away like crazy. And Russia has sent troops more than 4,000 miles to Ukraine's borders and announced sweeping naval drills as Moscow expands its preparations as tensions in the area continue to escalate. And the U.S. and NATO remain totally inflexible on the issue of Russia's security concerns. And among the weapons they've sent to the border is the Iskander M short-range ballistic missile, and they're also got missile reloads on the way there as well. Now, Biden is poised to deploy U.S. forces. He's identifying up to 50,000 U.S. troops to send to NATO allies in Eastern Europe over fears that Russia will invade Ukraine. And Biden is talking to all the European leaders. Not everybody in Europe seems to be on board with this. For one thing, Germany is refusing to send arms to Ukraine, refusing to allow its airspace for flights carrying weapons to Ukraine. Everybody has to fly around Germany. So, and even Biden last Wednesday admitted that not everybody in NATO was all gung-ho for Biden's plan to just crush the Russian Empire as it was. Secretary of State Blinken is refusing to rule out U.S. military involvement in Ukraine and warns of massive consequences for Russia if it invades. Get ready for a false flag, people. That's what they're telegraphing here. And Blinken is actually rejecting calls to impose immediate sanctions. He says it would undercut the deterrence of the military. In other words, he wants Russia to be more afraid of our military than of the economic sanctions. And I'm not sure what kind of a message that sends here. Meanwhile, Ukraine is starting to accept shipments of lethal military aid from the United States. So everybody's strapping on their guns and everything else they've got there. NATO is putting their forces on standby, and it deploys more jets and ships. Russia has responded by sending an additional 20 warships into the Baltic. And it's coming. We can see it's coming. They're not making any bones about it. The only thing, the question is, how are they going to blame Russia for it? They're going to blame Russia for everything bad from now. We saw the same thing in the run-up to the war with Iraq. Oh, Saddam did this, Saddam did that. Back on 9/11, Osama bin Laden did this, and Osama bin Laden did that. They're probably going to blame the turmoil on the stock market on Russia, if they can get away with it. Meanwhile, Ukraine has moved rocket launchers, snipers, and right sector forces into the Donetsk region. And so, it's going to happen. I wish I was wrong. I really wish I was wrong, but it's definitely going to happen. It's going to spin out of control, and it's going to be ugly. It's definitely going to be ugly. All righty. Now, the New York Times came out with a story saying that there's an evil Russian plot to replace the government in Kiev. They can't reveal sources. It's anonymous. And the New York Times seems to feel that only the U.S. is allowed to topple governments and replace them with puppets like the U.S. did in Ukraine back in 2014. So we're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, KosherTify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher-certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the international news, which right now is mostly focused on the war drums beating for Russia. And I'm hitting the highlights here on the radio show, but if you want to read it, there's a lot more articles over at whatreallyhappened.com. Anyway, Boris Johnson is out there saying that Russia is planning a lightning war, a blitzkrieg to take out Ukraine's capital. And he may be right, but I am not sure. I think Russia would probably choose to draw the U.S. into a war of attrition like Vietnam and Afghanistan. And with the U.S. economy as weak as it is, that could very easily succeed. And, yeah, so, anyway, the State Department has issued a level 4 travel advisory ordering the family members of embassy personnel in Kiev to leave Ukraine due to the threat of military action. Then they turn around and say the U.S. government will not be in a position to evacuate U.S. citizens, so make your own plans. It's kind of like what they did in Afghanistan. You know, we can't help you. You're on your own. Thank you and good night. Meanwhile, Ukraine has slammed Biden for showing weakness in his decision to evacuate the embassy personnel. And, of course, Ukraine is still angry over last week's press conference, where Biden said a minor incursion, you know, would trigger a proportionate response. Ukraine said there's no such thing as a minor incursion. The problem is that China might be emboldened by that, figuring that if you look at how big China is and how tiny Taiwan is, taking Taiwan over would be a minor incursion. So anyway, article coming on out of Patriot Rising. And John's Mustache. What a wonderful name for a website here. And it's basically saying Russia's been amassing troops along its border with Ukraine. So what? And we shouldn't be surprised that with all this ratcheting up of war talk regarding Russia, that Russia would not prudently be taking steps to make sure its borders are secure here. And they basically point out in the last 100 years, there's only been one war that the United States engaged that be considered justifiable. That was World War II. And all of the wars after World War II came about under the leadership of a Democratic president or a warmongering, collaborating Republican. And there's a long list of them. And again, most of these were started without a congressional declaration of war as required by the Constitution. In another sign that the EU is not all gung-ho to go along with Joe Biden's mission in Russia, the EU foreign policy chief is saying that the U.S. and Great Britain are kind of dramatizing the Ukraine situation. Yes, they are. We're seeing it all the time. It's a big blow up here. And Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said this is not happening because of what we, Russia, are doing. This is all happening because of what NATO and the U.S. are doing and due to the information they are spreading. And he denounced what he dubbed the information hysteria emanating from the U.S. and the West in general. So, interestingly enough, over in Germany, the Navy chief, Vice Admiral K. Achim Schoenbach, has been forced to resign after making some comments about Vladimir Putin. He basically said that Ukraine taking back Crimea is unlikely. And he said that President Putin wants to be treated with respect, which, yeah, do we not all? And the hue and cry was out there. No, Putin's a monster. Putin's a monster. He's been forced to resign. And Ukraine is saying even that is not enough. Okay, now America is threatening to impose a novel export control system to deprive Russia of key tech components that would damage AI and aerospace industries if Russia were to invade Ukraine. This is more than along the lines of sanctioning here, but no doubt Russia has already anticipated this and stockpiled all the critical components they think they might need here. And by the way, a lot of people saying the United States is in decline. We're seeing it here with the economy, the pullout from Afghanistan, the caliber of people we have sitting in that White House right now. But the State Department has come on out saying that claims that the United States is in decline is a Russian disinformation trope. Those bad old Russians, they're convincing Americans their country is in trouble. Your country is in trouble, by the way, here. All right, Russian and Syrian military pilots are conducting joint air patrol missions along the Golan Heights and the Euphrates River. And these are patrol missions, and I'll tell you right now, Israel is not going to like this one bit because they keep wanting to go into the Golan. And last week, there was a summit meeting between Iran and Russia, and this was a visit to Russia by Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi at the invitation of Vladimir Putin. And now it looks like together they are going to reach out to China and form a new bloc there. Everybody's picking sides in the upcoming war here. China has launched 39 aircraft into Taiwan's air defense zone one day after the U.S. and Japan put on a show of naval force in the Philippine Sea. The carrier groups for USS Carl Vinson and USS Abraham Lincoln teamed up with Japanese Navy units to basically conduct some exercises to try and send a message to China. China sent a message back by flying these aircraft into Taiwan's air defense zone. So everyone's rattling the sabers here. Getting on back to Afghanistan and the USAID contractors are having a problem with the agency's betrayal of thousands of Afghans who carried out the mission. And they're basically this USAID, which has been caught trying to destabilize other countries. They were in there causing a ruckus in Afghanistan, and now that it all fell apart, they're just abandoning all the people who worked for them. All right, let's take a look at the economic news here and see where we are here. And Dow Jones had a real roller coaster of a day. It did end slightly in the green. I presume the plunge protection team had something to do with it. But if you look over just the last week and see how much of a hit stocks have taken, and at one point today, the Dow was down over 900 points. And so it's very rocky, and we'll see what it's going to do in the next few days. But they're in a bit of a corner, because if the Fed starts trying to contract the money supply to get away from the inflation, the stock market will take a hit. And if they keep just printing on up this cheap money for investors to play with, the stock market will be okay, and we'll all be dealing with highly inflated prices here. And an article on the stock market performance from Wolf Street basically saying that below the surface of the stock market, even as chaotic as it is, there has been absolute mayhem. And what we're seeing now is this chaos is working its way to the surface and starting to affect the financial giants. Okay. Fed tightening is causing liquidity to tighten further at a time when banks and institutions aren't lending. And that is not a good situation. That was actually contributing to the crash of 1929 when the stock market got into trouble. Short-term loans just dried up. They went away, so people couldn't refinance and keep the market going. Anyway, meanwhile, Bearshelves Biden is making our supply chain worse by banning unvaccinated truckers from both Canada and Mexico coming into the United States. And what does Biden think we're going to do? Just throw some magic beans out in the backyard and live off the beanstalk? He's really out of touch here. All righty. And if that wasn't bad enough, the BNSF Railroad is preparing to go on strike. So, folks, stock up. Canned food, whatever you can. Okay. Getting on to immigration, we talked about this before, but this is a scandal. To me, this is treasonous, and it is scandal. Illegal aliens will have all their legal fees paid for by the American taxpayers so they can remain in the U.S. after illegally crossing the border. This is what Joe Biden wants, and I am sorry, but I think when you catch an illegal immigrant near the border, you get out one of those big trebuchets from the pumpkin chunking people, and you fling them right back across that border. And there's got to be zero tolerance, or we're going to wind up giving our country away. We're already paying their legal fees. When was the last time the government offered to pay you your legal fees in some kind of an issue? Never happened, has it? Okay. Getting into some other news here. There is another cold wave crossing the United States. It's going to be just as cold as it was last week. It was a little chilly today, but tomorrow it's going to be, the high is going to be 20 here in Santa Claus. And it's an Arctic air mass, and it's produced some of the coldest conditions of the season across the Midwest and Northeast at the end of last week and into the weekend. And another one just like it is coming in right now. Gosh darn, that human-caused global warming. We're all freezing to death out here. Okay. Over in Los Angeles, there was this ongoing scandal regarding the Union Pacific trains that were being opened and looted repeatedly. And Newsom went on down there, and he tried to get it kind of clean up and put a positive face on it. Union Pacific is now out there saying that the District Attorney George Gascon needs to reconsider that zero bail policy, because train thefts have more than doubled since last year. And if you arrest somebody and you let them out immediately, what do you think they're going to do? Well, you know, I can go on committing crimes because, you know, it takes me an hour and a half to get in, do the paperwork, and get out. You know, sounds like a good idea here. All right. Last Thursday, the United States Supreme Court denied without explanation a request by abortion providers to send the Texas bill that bans most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy, the heartbeat bill, back to a district judge who once blocked the law. And the highest court's three Democratic-appointed justices, Stephen Breyer, Sonia Sotomayor, and Elena Kagan, dissented from the six Republican-appointed justices who denied allowing the case to be sent back to the District Court of Travis County. Judge Robert Pittman ruled early in October against the state law. And so the Supreme Court is allowing the Texas state law to stand. And I think it's a good compromise. You know, I don't understand these pro-abortion people who say we have a right to kill our babies right at the moment they're born. I really don't understand that at all here. Also at the Supreme Court, they are agreeing to hear cases challenging racist admission policies in universities. And we have been hearing more and more about how universities are considering race in allowing students in. And it's not pro-white. It's usually pro-black, pro-Hispanic, discriminating against whites, discriminating against Asians. And racism in any direction is still racism, and it's still wrong. And if we want to have a society free of racism, then everybody has to agree not to be racist. Okay. Over in Colorado, there is an elementary school, Centennial Elementary School, and they have been outed for teaching children on how to disrupt the nuclear family and support the Black Lives Matter movement. And the teachings were outlined in an instruction guide for kindergarten and first graders on the Black Lives Matter guiding principles for their Black Lives Matter week. And the document was obtained by the organization Parents Defending Education. Whatever happened to reading, writing, and arithmetic as being what you went to school, learning engineering, learning the arts, learning history, literature? You know, and learning things that you could get a decent job with instead of all of this liberal indoctrination, transgenderism, and the correct pronouns to use, and drag queen story hour. It really is disgusting out there. All right. Now, let's see. There is a university, and this is out here. The University of Northampton in England has issued a trigger warning for George Orwell's book, 1984, claiming the book contains explicit material and that some students may find the work to be offensive and unsettling. And obviously, the irony of blacklisting 1984 seems to have escaped them. Okay, getting into some computer issues here. The FBI has come on out warning that criminals are using fake QR codes to steal your passwords and money. Now, we all know the QR code is a little square with all the dots on it. And You can basically scan them with your cell phone's camera. But now scammers are replacing those QR codes. They've got stickers that will send you to one of their sites that will you install malware on your cell phone and steal your private information, your financial information. And, you know, QR codes are everywhere. They're on restaurants menus. They're on parking meters. And but you got to be careful and make sure that there hasn't been a sticker put over them. All right, we're going to take a short break here for commercials, and we'll be right back with more news. Stay tuned.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
Welcome back to our show here, and we're just talking about odds and ends in tech. And last month, Tesla recalled hundreds of thousands of its vehicles in the U.S. and China. And, of course, Tesla recalls are nothing new. It happens all the time. And in addition to recalls, various dangerous incidents and issues have been reported and continue to be reported about Tesla vehicles. Last year, the U.S. government started an investigation on Tesla's autopilot feature. Police officers injured by a Tesla being operated in autopilot filed a lawsuit against the company as well. Nevertheless, the company continues to offer features that allow cars to drive customers instead of the other way around. Naturally, Tesla owners aren't required to use those features if they have safety concerns. The upshot is that this Tesla driver was operating an autopilot, has been charged with two counts of manslaughter. Now, I like to be in control of the car. Driving is fun, and I like to be aware of what's going on around me. Yes, I will use the cruise control and the traction control, but I certainly don't want a car that's driving for me. Call me old-fashioned on that. And another thing I'm not happy with is apparently Biden's new infrastructure bill mandates a vehicle kill switch be on all new cars by the year 2026. And it's being sold on this idea of a safety measure. It will allow authorities to remotely shut down your car at any time they want. The really worrying part, though, was brought out by Representative Bob Barr, saying that the proposed device must passively monitor the performance of a driver of a motor vehicle to accurately identify whether that driver may be impaired. Now, I see or foresee a lot of false positive problems with such a system, and the worst case scenario I can see is, what if the driver is speeding to get a passenger to the emergency room and the car shuts down? That's a real problem in my mind. If you want to have a device that passively monitors the driver and says, I think you should pull over, I would be okay with that one. I mean, if you have the Apple products, they warn you if your gait is unsteady, you know, you could take a bad fall in the next 12 months or things like that. Anyway, we've had this argument regarding 5G networks being activated by Verizon and AT&T near major airports. It's caused all kinds of travel chaos. BA, Japan Airlines, and Emirates are scrambling to resume Boeing 777 flights after the rollout was suspended near the airports. And my question on that one was, the FCC is supposed to be in charge of divvying up the bandwidth. Where did they drop the ball in allowing the 5G carrier waves to be in the same frequency range as the radar altimeters? Okay, we got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252. Call on in. We'll be right back.
John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.